So we learned about Yir Shamayim, how fear of Shamayim is basically the Oitzer. It holds everything together. It's what everything is all about. You cannot claim to have any Mila in Ruchnius without Yir Shamayim. And Hashem created this world with that in mind, that people should gain Yir Shamayim. He brings a chazal that says that Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz MiYir Shemayim. Yir Shemayim is one thing you cannot ask Hashem to give you. You need to work on it yourself. And Reb Chaim used to always, when people would come to him and ask him for a bracha, he says, a bracha, I should be Yir Shemayim. No, I'm sorry. You know, brachas don't work for that. You got to do it yourself. Because that's one thing that Hashem left off to us is our level of Yir Shamayim. Okay, now, he brings a very, very interesting Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash says like this, Shonu Chachomim, Shnei Chachomim Omdu Ba'olam, Echad Mi'Yisrael Ve'echad Me'umos Ha'olam. There was two main Chachomim, and there was two major Chachomim in the world. One was a guy, one was a yid. One's name was Bilam, and one's name was Achitofel, both of whom, their end was not great. They didn't end well. Okay? So, both Achitofel, and Bilam were the Chachamim, and neither one, their fate did not end well. So, says the Gemara, why? Lama. Why is that so? Shlohaisa matanasa min HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because their chachma did not come from Hashem. Elochitvin oisam lohem. They stole it from Hashem. So it says, Reb Chaim, how is this possible? You stole chachma from Hashem. The chachma is up to Hashem to give. Yoiv chachma lechakimin. He gives the chachma. So if he wanted to give you the chachma, then you earned, then it's yours. If he didn't want to give you the chachma, you wouldn't have it. So what's the intention? What does it mean? Yoiv chachma lechakimin. What does it mean? I'm sorry, that they were chatva. They stole the chachma. So he says like this. He says, what Chazal are telling us is that be'etzim is a klal. Yagati umatzasi tamin. That a person will work, he will get chachma. Hashem has to. He signed up for this. Hashem signed a deal. If a person works and they're omel and they're learning, they will be zoicha to Torah. They'll be zoicha to chachma. No way around that. Okay? So there's no way around the fact that you're going to be zoicha. You're going to be zoicha to chachma. However, if you don't have Yir Shamayim, then Hashem says, look, he's stuck. I made a deal that if you work on your learning and you work hard at it, I have to give it to you. But I really was assuming, I was hoping, that only the Yir Shamayim people would work hard. Lo and behold, there's somebody here that worked hard, but he doesn't have Yir Shamayim. So I'm stuck. On the one hand, I need to give it to him. I need to give him the Chochma because he worked on it. But on the other hand, I don't want to give him the Chochma because he's not Yir Shamayim. So what do I do? So says the Gemara, he will give it to you because you got to matzasi is a rule. If you work, you have to get it. But you're a chait if you blackmail the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you twisted his arm to giving it to you. He doesn't want to give it to you. So that's what Chazal means, Dr. B'chaim. That's what it means when it says that they were chaytif the chachma from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They stole the chachma. Means that they made Hashem give it to them, even though Hashem didn't want to give it to them. Okay? And that's what happens by Doeg Vachetor. So he sees what does it mean a person learns and does not have Yir Shamayim? That's this level. You're chaytif the chachma. You're like stealing the chachma. You're twisting Hashem's arm for the chachma. And that's not kishmak. Okay. Now, Now, ואי מה שכוס בזה בתאר מדקרופיים, ואומר תכלס חוכמה תשובה מייסים טובים, שלא יהיה אדם קורא ושוי נאו בית בו ובאים וברבי, ובמי שוי גודל מן בחוכמה ובמינים. So a person has to always have חוכמה with your שמיים. So Doc is asking, how can Hashem make it and do anything? No. The making is that you follow the process. Hashem put a rule. The rule is yagatiu matzasi taimin, right? That if a person will work hard, they will get. That's just the way it works. And Hashem kind of makes that rule in nature, in spiritual and ruchnius spiritual nature, that when a person does that, he will be zoicha to Torah. So essentially, you're following the rule, but it's not what he had in mind. The next paragraph is a paragraph called Yiras Chet.
Okay.
Chapter 13 is called Yiras Chet. Now, he brings a whole bunch of chazals that talk about Yiras Chet. So Frecht of Chaim, and I think many of us maybe have had this question before. What does Yiras Chet mean? And how is Yiras Chet different than Yiras Shemaim? Isn't it the same thing? Yiras Shemaim is fear of heaven. Yiras Chet is fear of sin. Is that not the same thing? So says of Chaim, a beautiful pshat. He says like this. He borderlines onto the Nefesh HaChaim concept that we learned a few times, that the Nefesh HaChaim explains that the purpose, the significance of sin, and the way that sin punishes a person, the Einish, is not like unrelated. It's not that when you do this, now as a consequence, now because of you, we have to punish you, we make you do something else. No. The idea of Einish in Torah is that the Maisa itself brings, the natural consequence is the Einish. The person creates from themselves a certain Koyach of Ra, it goes up to Shemaim, it creates a certain Hashpa, and a person suffers from that Hashpa itself, that creates the Aver, the Aver itself, right? Like when a person eats something spoiled, he gets a stomach ache. It's not a punishment, it's a consequence. It is what it is. It is the actual result of his actions. And our Einshim for Averis is the same way. We create a spiritual evil reality, which will end up being our own punishment. So he says, Yir Shemaim means that a person understands the Chomer HaDavar, and he doesn't want to upset HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he wants to follow the words of Hashem. Yiras Chet is something else. Yiras Chet is that he knows, and he feels in his bones that this Avera is so treif, this Avera is so dirty, that you touch this Avera, it's poison. Like the Vilna Gaon one time touched Muksa by accident when he was a child and he fainted. The person senses in his bones the reality of the Avera, the reality of how bad and deep the Avera is poi game. And he stays away, not because he's afraid of upsetting Kodesh Baruch Hu. He stays away because he can't be in the same room as the Avera. I remember my Rebbe said this mashal before COVID. He used to say it about polio, but it's the same thing. A person, you know, back in the days, back in the early, 2 years ago, right when everything was starting with COVID, so a person would go, you wouldn't, get near and mask. No, a person is afraid, right? So a person is afraid because they're afraid of getting sick. It's not a logical thing. It's just a person's scared. Right, so the person's afraid of the chet. The person's afraid of the chet means that he understands the chomer of the chet. So he says that the maila of yiras chet is it's emuna chushis. It turns his emuna into real. It's a reality to him, and that's the godless of the midah of yiras chet. It's different than yiras shemaim. Okay, So the more and more a person has Yiras Chet, the more he feels in his bones that Chil Shabbos is a sickness, that this is bad. It's the real, real feeling of how bad things are, really. So that's what that's how he explains Yiras Chet. Fascinating concept. I think for many of us, I've always seen Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Chet. This is the first time I think he really explains, you know, the difference between the two. All right. I will not be here tomorrow. And so, Mitzvah Hashem, we will look out for messages on Sunday and whatnot. I have a wedding on Sunday and I have a wedding on Monday, but maybe Noach, maybe he'll be, I don't know if you're planning on being at those weddings. Maybe we'll do the share at the wedding. We'll figure it out. Okay.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Okay.